Hi, and welcome to the 49th episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to be talking about something I've been putting off for a while, procrastination. I just recently watched a video by Tim Urban of the website Wait, But Why, and he has a TED Talk about the inside the mind of a master procrastinator. And I was just following this up by reading an article in the Washington Post a few days ago that also kind of talked about his TED Talk and along with some psychological research as well. And in my own life, kind of relating to procrastinating, I think I've always kind of suffered with this. And I've often wondered, like in the Washington Post article I read about, like, is this something related to time management skills? Is this just I can't commit to certain tasks? And recently I have participated in a couple language learning challenges, like the Language Heroes community on VK and now the Add One challenge with Brian Kwong. And things that I've started to notice is that, well, it doesn't really matter like what your feelings are, which is a very excellent point what they put in the Washington Post article about. It doesn't matter how you feel about something. If you're expecting to kind of get in a good mood before you do something, like going to the gym, like, I'm going to wait until I feel like going to the gym. Well, you kind of end up not going, because if you're just associating that decision with how you feel, it's not going to happen. So, this kind of boils down a little bit to like a personality trait of just kind of being very objective and logical and saying, well, okay, this decision to go has nothing to do with feelings. It's just a purely kind of systematic decision that you have to do this each day if you commit to it, and it doesn't matter if you feel like doing it or not, just do it. And I've had a hard time doing that, but this podcast, for example, has given me a lot of discipline in the fact, like, I've committed to, I'm going to be doing something each day, Monday to Friday, and trying to kind of focus on what I'm going to talk about, what is something that might be interesting for language learners or for life skills in general. And a lot of times it just like, okay, I'm going to do something, I'm going to talk about a topic, and in this case I'm thinking like, yeah, I've watched this video about procrastination, I'm trying to come up with an idea of, well, what could I talk about? And I keep delaying that idea of, well, what do I want to talk about next? And I think it just comes down to like, well, talk about something and start to develop that. And in this case, it is procrastination. And I have seen that in my studies when I was in school, I would often pull an all-nighter just before an important document, a research paper or some essay or a book report may have been due. So I completely relate to some of the images, the graphics that Tim Urban uses in his TED Talk of, like, in theory, you're going to be spacing this out over time and doing a little bit each day, but the kind of you end up doing nothing for the first period, and then you say, okay, my future self is going to take on more work until finally this kind of panic mode sets in and you end up pulling like these extremely difficult hours to get something done. And I do relate to this where, yeah, I mean, for example, I have a guest post that I'm going to be posting tomorrow, and I have written a rough draft, but I still need to put together the final draft. And tomorrow, I'm doing a webinar about teaching how to start building web apps. And the thing is, I think, to get myself to do something and to commit, I basically have to assign a very short deadline and just jump into action immediately. It's one of the things I liked about in the 12-week year book by Brian P. Moran about, like, if you set your goals for 12 months and then you do nothing for 9 months, suddenly the panic mode sets in, like, almost 3 months before the end of the year. And so if you can keep that panic mode on all the time, that there is no time to waste, that seems to keep this, like, fear of a deadline very present in my mind. So this idea that, like, every week, every day counts, and every minute, every hour counts, there's no time to waste. And so I think, like, if I tell myself, okay, I have a week to prepare a webinar, well, what's the point? Like, just, if I'm not going to do anything for, like, 5 days, and then maybe stress out about it for 5 days, and then do nothing, and then kind of start doing stuff, like, 2 days before, why don't I just give myself 2 days, and, or think I only have 2 days to do something, or, okay, if I'm going to start doing stuff, like, an hour before it's due, why not just say, I only have an hour to do this, and give myself a strict deadline, and just commit to that, and don't, like, give in to what Tim calls the gratification monkey of just kind of do something that's easy now, and make what could be easy, just turn it into something harder for later. And so, yeah, it's, I think this constant pressure or short deadlines seems to be something that I'm going to be experimenting with a little bit more, and especially with my language studies, where to get to where I want to be within a certain amount of time, like 30 days or 90 days, it's really focused on, like, what do you do each day, and like, commit to that, and especially if you can do it, like, early in the day so that you can get it out of the way. I think that's some way to feel kind of satisfied with, like, a little win, a little success, and then to move on. If I wait until the end of the day, I'm tired, I want to go to bed, I'm not focused, I have no more energy. So this waiting until something gets better, it doesn't. I mean, you just start the day fresh and well rested, and focus your energy on, like, the important tasks, the urgent tasks, when your mind is fresh and when you're ready and when you can focus. Like, if you wait for things to get better at the end of the day, they're not. I mean, you're going to be awake for maybe 12 hours, 18 hours, and then all your energy is spent. And I've seen a couple times where, yeah, I'm posting this podcast and working on it just before going to bed, and the day is basically finished, and I have this self-imposed stress that, like, okay, I want to finish this podcast, I want to get it published and get it on the website before midnight, and I want to share it with other people, but it is something I struggle with, and the only way I can kind of work on that skill is this really a time management skill, or is this, as I see in the Washington Post article that I'm going to add to the show notes, of, like, this is maybe an emotional state problem, where if I'm waiting to, like, get in the mood to do something, that may never happen. So I just have to be very objective about it and say, I'm doing this now, I'm getting it done, and then move on, and that's it. So that's not difficult. if you can do a little bit each day and just keep focusing on what is urgent and important. And in an interview I had with Evgenia Kashyeva, the language heroes, and just constantly helping people deal with the kind of time management skills with their language learning habits, it's she was telling me, like, well, I'm this one person who doesn't procrastinate anymore. I don't have the time to procrastinate. So I think that's an interesting philosophy, to just, like, I don't have the time to procrastinate. So if something is important and I have to do it, just do it now. Because what's the point of accumulating things for your future self if, like, you can't guarantee that you're gonna have time later? So the only time you have now is basically now. So if something is more important, don't put it off. Just do it now. So I'm gonna try to employ that philosophy a lot more, starting now. Well, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in language lesson or hearing more about my language meanderings, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com, or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. So thank you, and I look forward to the next podcast, which will be 50 episodes in the last 2 months, which is awesome. So thank you, everybody who's listened to this podcast, and keep me motivated. And thank you very much. Take care.